Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Live. Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Glad to see a new day. Glad for his grace. Glad for his mercy. Glad for his loving kindness. And most of all, glad that he saved me. Amen and amen once again. I just want to quickly just give opening the word of the Lord, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Amen. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. I'm going to start at the 9th verse. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, starting at the 9th verse. And the Word of God reads as such, reading from the Amplified Version. Do not be quick in spirit to be angry or vexed, for anger and vexation lodge in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise or because of wisdom that you ask this. Wisdom is as good as inheritance. Yes, more excellent is it for those the living who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, even as money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom shields and preserves the life of him who has it. Consider the work of God who can make straight what he has made crooked. In the days of prosperity, be joyful. But in the days of adversity, consider that God has made the one side by side with the other, so that man may not find out anything that shall be after him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen. I just want to go quickly into the announcements, people of God. Immediately following the announcements, prayer, and then following that, we're going to have praise and worship, and then prepare your hearts, amen, and your minds to receive the word of God this morning from none other than the angel of this house, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. So for the announcements on this morning, they are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. Amen. Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast Live. You can hear every broadcast that we have at www.ctkr. You can also go into our archives as well to catch up with us and see what God is saying unto his people. Amen. And for those of you who are interested in learning more about us, or maybe you want someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, put your prayer request there, or you just want to become a vision and prayer partner with this ministry, once again, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. Go to either the Contact Us page, follow the instructions there, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen? For those of you who are interested in seeing our broadcast live, while you're on our website, www.ctkr.org, you can also go to our Media tab page located at the top of our website, and you can see all of our broadcasts there as well. Amen. We want to hear from you. We want to hear how the Lord is blessing you. Amen. And we want to hear what God is doing in your life. Glory to God. And finally, we do have Facebook pages. Go to our Facebook page, Your Life is Fair. You can locate us under Women of Prophetic Destiny. You can find me there. Or you can find us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. We love to hear from you. Like us, give us a shout out, and let us know how God is blessing you. Glory to God. Those are the announcements for this morning. Amen. And if you are in the surrounding area of Central Florida or the Cocoa area, come to 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, right in the beautiful city of Cocoa, Florida. And you can come right here for Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. Where the presence of the Lord is, amen, and the redemptive work of Christ is being done. Amen. We love each and every one of you. Glory to God. Now, those are the final announcements for this morning. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer, and then immediately following prayer, praise and worship, and then the Word of God. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. Father, we just come this morning bowing our heads unto you, humbling ourselves at your feet this morning, asking you to have your way, God, in the lives of your people today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, grace us with your anointing, your power, your presence in this house. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch each and every heart today, Father. You know the needs of your people. We're asking that you will move mightily on their behalf and meet them at the point of their need. God, someone needs healing on today. Someone needs deliverance on today. Someone needs a word that is spoken from you. Someone has been asking you for answers, God, and they've been seeking after you for a while. I'm asking that you would begin to open up, Father, and begin to minister and give them the keys, amen, that they've been seeking after in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, someone needs to be saved, God. We ask that you would save today. Father, someone just needs your presence. They need to know that you love them. Wrap your arms around them on this morning, God, and let them know that you care for us. You said, brother, to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you for your son dying on the cross for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Christ the King within this ministry. Father, we thank you for the souls that have come, and we thank you for the souls that are continuously coming. We thank you that the seats are already filled. We thank you that you're filling this place with your anointing, your power, and your presence. God, we thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles that are already manifesting in front of our eyes. God, we thank you that you have given us your favor to pursue those things which we were afraid to do. We thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We thank you. We lift your name up. We magnify you. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Now, Father, I ask for forgiveness of all of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us from the inside out. Wash our mind, our heart, our soul, and our spirit, God. In Jesus' name, fill us up with more of your presence, more of your power, and more of your anointing, God. Help us to understand our authority in the spirit realm, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you now that you're raising up intercessors. We thank you, God, that you're raising up prayer warriors. We thank you, God, that you're raising up people of integrity, kingdom people, kingdom citizens. Thank you, bless you, and glorify your holy name. Now, Father, we ask that you would touch the pastor, touch the apostle. Let him minister with power. Let him minister with anointing. Let him minister with your destroying power in the name of Jesus. God, that you come forth, let us not see the man, but let us see Christ in the man. We thank you. We praise you. We pull down every stronghold that wants to interfere with this service. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus, and we consider your power null and void. We give God all the glory in this house. We praise God for everything that we have and everything that we're going to do. We give your name glory. We thank you now, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Put those hands together once again and give God some praise. Open up the house, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify you in this place. Hallelujah. There is none like you in all the earth, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm Thank you. Oh God, hallelujah. God, we just give you the glory today. What can we do without God today? Hallelujah. He sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend through the friendless. a mother to the motherless. We can't do nothing without him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just give you glory for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Forever,
Our job will be to worship him forever and ever and ever. Amen. Now, if you're one of those people that have issues or challenges with worshiping, I don't want to worship no man, I don't worship nobody, then salvation isn't for you. Amen. But for those of you who realize and recognize what God has done for you, for those who recognize that you could not make it without him, that when he should have cut you off for all that you've done, amen, but yet he still spared you. When you were at the breaking point, yet he sent healing, yet he sent the answer. For those of you who realize that you could not do anything without him, you have no problem with worshiping him. You have no issues with giving him the glory. You have no second doubts about loving him, amen, because that's the type of God he is, and that's the type of honor that he deserves. Amen. Amen. Put those hands together one more time. The presence of the Lord is resting in this house. Hallelujah. Now, without further ado, get your hearts ready. Get your Bibles ready. Amen. And the next voice you will hear will be none other than the angel of Christ, the King Redemptive Ministry, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. Let us receive him. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Come on, tell me your God is so good. That's so good, good God is just good for us. Come on, he's so good. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We're so grateful this morning that you would join us. We know that God has a word for you. I told you yesterday that we're going to work to change the atmosphere to make sure that everything, amen, is proper. Look at your neighbor and say, conducive to miracles, signs, and wonders. Say that again, conducive to miracles, signs, and wonders. If we, the people of God, are going to see the move of God, we got to create the atmosphere in which he feels comfortable. Notice I didn't say that we feel comfortable. I said that he feels comfortable being. Amen?
Amen.
It means we have to take time to set the atmosphere. And in doing so, he can come in at any time because he is welcome here. Come on, lift up your hands all over the building and just say, Lord, you are welcome here. Come on, tell him, Lord, you are welcome here. Now give him a praise all over the building. Hallelujah! We love you forever. We love you forever.
We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever.
Look at your neighbor and say, I just love him. I just love him like that. Amen. Amen. This morning, we want to pick up where we were and continue on. Amen. You have to understand that God is trying to do something with his people, and it is imperative that we, his children, amen, we are the representatives automatically of Christ in the earth. You have to realize that God has set you, amen, in place for such a time as this. Don't take it lightly, amen, that God chose at this point in time to have you as his child, amen. Everything that God does, every reason that God does it, has already been predestined and predetermined, amen, before the foundations of the world, amen. And all that you have to do is just be faithful. Look at your neighbor. Say, just be faithful. Come on, tell them, just be faithful.
Just be faithful.
Amen. In doing so, what we do then is we hear what God says and understand what God wants, and then we begin to provide what it is that he has mandated for us. And in doing so, God begins to bless us. Amen. I think what happens is a lot of times we get in and mess things up, if you will, amen, trying to figure God out instead of just following him, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to figure him out. He's already designed it. He's already set it in place, amen. All you have to do then is simply walk, amen, according to his precepts, amen, for your life, amen, amen. We're going to pick up where we were, and we're going to continue moving forward. Do me a favor, turn on that light there. I want to make sure that we have the proper lighting in here. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, probably within a month, month and a half, amen, prayerfully we'll have the right lights and everything else, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, look what God is doing. He's doing some stuff too, amen. When God begins to move and he begins to do what he does, and it makes it easy for us, amen. So we can just come in and say, amen, hallelujah, shouting, singing, just go on and love on him, amen. And he'll turn around and be loving on his back, and all of us just be sitting. Look, amen. Isn't it interesting in Ephesians 1st chapter, about the 6th verse, he calls us the beloved. Amen. So we need to learn how to be loved. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to learn how to be loved. I know we love a lot of stuff, but sometimes we need to learn how to be loved. Amen. And I'm not talking in a central manner. Amen. I'm talking about self-love as well as Christ's love. You can't show love because you don't know what love is. Amen. I wish I could say I want to know what love is, but this isn't that message for today. Amen. So we have to take time and love and be loved. Amen. God will help us, amen, to do something. Amen. Now, let's continue on as we were. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, I think we've gotten down to about the 12th verse. Amen. Actually, we're down to the 14th verse. Amen. So I like that. Go back up to that 12th verse. I like that. King James Version says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. So we all come to unity of the faith. Amen. Now, look at this here. One of the problems that we have in Christendom today is that men and women will not do or endure what they need to endure. Amen. Isn't it interesting that God is trying to get us to a place where we understand who he is and what it is that he wants us to do? But yet we're still, everybody wants to benefit, but no one wants the process. Amen? Everybody wants the payoff, but no one wants the investment. Everybody wants the end result, but nobody wants to go through what it takes. There was a story when I was coming up of a hen and the wheat. And what it showed is that the hen was out there. She said, "Who will help me to plant this wheat?" Amen. And everybody had a reason why they couldn't do it. Amen. I was all over the world in cholera. Thank God. Thank you. Love you, baby. Amen. She said, "Who will help me plant this seed in the ground so that we can have some bread or we can make a cake?" And nobody, I'm busy, and everybody had something to do.
Right.
Nobody wanted to take time to till the soil to plant the seed. So she went ahead and did it. After the seed was in the ground, she said, "Well, who will go out and help me water it and fertilize it and make sure the weeds don't come and disturb it?" And everybody was busy doing what they was doing. "Oh, I can't go. I got to go into town, everything else." So she went out there and did it. The stalk came up, and now it's time for harvest. She went out and said, "Who would help me bring in the harvest?" Everybody had something to do. So she said, "Okay, I'll do it myself." She went in, got the harvest. She said, "Okay, I got it in. Who would help me go to the mill so that we can grind it down to the flour?" And I said, "Ooh, you know, I'm so tired from my, ooh, nobody wants to go do it." She said, "Okay, I'll do it." So she went ahead and did it. And she went home with that flour, and she decided that she was going to make a cake out of it. So she put it together, put it in the oven, and instantly everybody started smelling. "Ooh, that smells good. What is that? Who's cooking?" It was that old hen. Guess what? Everybody wants to come in. Everybody talking about, can I get a piece of that? And she said, "No." She said, "When I asked you to help me plant, you were busy. When I asked you to help me water, you were busy. When I asked you to help me harvest it in, you were busy. When I asked you to help me take it to the mill so that it can be ground down into flour, you were busy, so be busy now." Why am I saying this? Because in your life, there are people who want what you have as a harvest, but they don't want to go through the process with you. And truth be told, many times they will stand up and talk about you, amen, while you're going through the process. Amen. Look at them. They talking about that God is on their side. But look at what they're going through. Look at what's happening to them, amen. And they'll talk about you. Because of that, some people don't want to go through the process. Look at your neighbor and say, "But go through the process." One of the first things that the Apostle Paul says here when he begins to explain prior to this verse, that "but to some he gave apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers," then the first thing he said, "for the perfecting of the saints."
Yep.
Our job is to mature you, get you up to the next level. No place in the Bible do we see where God found somebody, left them as they were, and just used them. Everybody that he came across, everybody that he called to use, he put them through some type of process. Amen?
Amen.
Abraham had to leave. Joseph was thrown in jail after being sold out by his family. Amen? We see Moses had to run to the backside of the wilderness and then go back to Egypt to bring out a people who murmured and complained and fought all the way. But every one of them, David, was chosen to have to run from Saul. Do I have to keep going? The thing is that if God is going to use you, you got to go through a process. Not thinking that when you came to Christ, you came in and you were benefiting him. No, my brother, sister, he was a benefit to you. Your life wasn't all that great. Running to and fro, hiding from this one, robbing Peter to pay Paul, all that other crazy stuff that was going on. That was your life. And then Christ came. Reached out in the muck of the mire. And lifted you up, washed you, cleansed you. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for Jesus. He took time with you and dealt with you when nobody else wanted. Your family wants you off. You couldn't call nobody. When nobody talked to you, they saw you coming. They crossed the street. Nobody wanted to deal with you. It was in that broken state that you came to the end of you, and he said, well, since you're done with you, now give me a try. How many of you are so glad that you gave Jesus a try? Oh, my God, I'm so happy. At my broken state, when I wasn't worth two pennies to rub together, amen, and if I did rub two pennies together, I had to borrow this. That's where he found me. I wasn't pretty. I wasn't looking good. I didn't have it together. It wasn't fried eye made to the side. It wasn't put together. It wasn't looking all. It wasn't. Yet still, he chose me. Y'all need to really think about that. I'm serious. Because sometimes when we think about where God brought us from, then we'll take a chip off our shoulder. Try to walk around acting like we were so lovely when we came. We just came over here because there was something else to do in my accolades in my life. Shut down, shut up. It wasn't all that. Amen. He caught you. Just, and you have to understand, the word salvation in its original meaning means to grab you out of something forcefully. Amen. So that means when you was about to go over the cliff into the abyss, then that's when Jesus reached out and grabbed you by your collar and yanked you back from what would have been your destruction and gave you a destiny. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for Jesus. So then it is that we have to do the job that he's given us to do. Amen. Come on, let's go over here to 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, 1st verse, because we have to establish a few things. You have to understand that everybody don't want to be perfected. I just got done preaching that series to build a house. Amen. It's time to be built. And understand that you are the temple of the Most High God. Amen. And there's some things that you have set up when it was your house, but then you gave it to him, and now he's moving that couch out that you love. He's going to change the color of the kitchen. Amen. 3-1. Amen. He's going to change all that stuff around. Amen. Amen. So let's see what it says. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, but know this, that in the last day, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. And listen, I'm going to go through this list pretty quick. Amen. But I could stop at any point and preach for the next 2 days on any one of these points. But see if you can find, some people you know in there. And while you're looking at other people, make sure you look at yourself. Amen? Let's see if we can find this here. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. I can stop right there because I pretty much hit everybody, didn't it? Amen. I don't love money. I just use money. You lie. You love money. You love what money can do. Amen? The problem is when you love money more than you love God, you got an issue. Amen? 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 Amen. 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 Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I'm grown out. Your mother asked you to call. Will you call? Father asked you to call. Will you call?
Let me just take some time right here. I don't have to worry about that because they ain't going to call me. Okay, but the Bible says train up a child in the way that it should go, and when they're older, they will not depart. Are you still obedient to what your mother or father taught you to do as a child?
Okay, I could that hit everybody, didn't it? Because you got to that one point where you said, I'm wrong. I have legs started moving, you start feeling yourself. You looked in the mirror and saw you had a little curly cue sitting right here on your chest. It looked like you drank chocolate milk, but it wouldn't go away. Now you, oh, I've arrived. No, no, no. Females start walking around and noticing that some parts are sticking out a little bit more, and they're becoming a little bit more, and now they begin to walk, and, you know, and now they want to show, and now you've grown. No, you're not grown, okay? Hold on now. Stop, okay? You know what we call that? We call that, we used to call it illy versus illy form back in the day. I mean, that you're big enough in certain areas, but your mentality didn't develop, and sometimes other body parts didn't develop right either. Y'all have to understand, when God is trying to deal with this, he's trying to make this whole, nothing lacking. Amen? Huh? All right. So if your parents tell you to do something and you got problems and you can't do it because, you know, you're grown and I'm going to do it differently, I'm not talking about those who have gone through abusive and alcoholic and molestations and stuff like that. Yes, do something different. I'm talking about those who were raised right. You got to a certain age and you're just going to go all out the window because you're grown now. Now you got to go out and try to figure out how to do it right. Amen. It was already taught to you how to do it right by your parents. So when it says disobedience to parents, we're not talking to children. We're talking to grown people who were taught right, who don't do right, as if they don't know right. Amen? All right. Let's get to these others right here because we got to see it. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving. I could shout right here and just preach on the others. I think I'm going to do that. Amen. Coming up. Slanderers. I mean, you're not integral. You say one thing and do something often different. I meant it when I said it. Wait a minute. Integrity. Don't say it until you mean it, and if you say it, move heaven and earth to make sure it comes to pass. Because the person who's a man or woman of God who don't have a word that's integral in their natural life don't have a word that they can preach in their spiritual life. Amen?
All right.
Lying preachers tell you one thing and then go back around the corner. But when they come up here, and God is not a man that he should lie. Well, we know you a man because you lie all the time. Amen? Get it together. You sit behind a sacred desk. You represent God. You should be at a higher level. Amen? Without self-control. And that without self-control, back in the day, we used to say, if it feels good, do it. Guess what? People took that to heart and still live that way. Amen? All right? Okay. Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Okay, here's one. Having a form of godliness but denying its power. You ever notice that someone told me it was a new apostle, so they said they are who just did the program you went to it, but. Now, I'm just saying because you didn't know any better. Someone else was going and you went to go support the person who went. I'm not saying any names, you know, but cause this could be any place in the world. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. So we're going to leave it at that. Amen. But this is the problem. If the Bible talks about certain things are an abomination, you can't put on a collar and make it whole.
Correct. Mm. Oh, oh, oh.
You can't put a cross in your pocket and put on the cleric and everything and walk with your hands like this and think that people are going to think that you're holy every once in a while. Brother, quickly. Give me C sharp right quickly. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. That don't make you holy. Thank you. That don't make you holy. You have a form about in this. You want to do the movement, but you deny the power because the power of God will deliver you from your sinful nature. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Living with your lover, talking about they your assistant. Oh, Jesus. Talking about God bought you out of something. He bought me out of that. And sitting there having a conversation with them saying, you know what, we went over to the LBGT church and they was having it. They was having church prophesying and shouting everything else. And, you know, they got it too. You know, they just got some issues. Wait a minute, stop. Hold it. The problem with that is that the LBGT church has satisfied themselves with the fact that God is going to save them regardless,
right,
and have not tried to move away from the sin problem.
Yep.
In other words, you can't live an open alternative lifestyle and still validate this word, because if you deal with the power of God, his power will wash that from you. I still remember when I got saved. I went out to the car and put it in gear and pushed the cigarette lighter in, took my Newport out, put it in my mouth, first gear, second gear, third gear, neutral. Pop. Out the window. I can still do it by habit. It was my lifestyle. I was a smoker and a drinker. Amen. I was a couple of other things, but for this sermon right now, I'm just going to do those to you. Amen? Amen. I don't need to hear all of my testimony. You didn't live my life. And the truth about it is, if we go into your life, there's some part of your testimony you ain't telling nobody either. Your problem may be that you ain't left that part of your life. Right is, it ain't none of your business. Okay? But when I got saved, I took that first drag and I killed myself. It was as if I had never smoked before. I went to my apartment, walked in, and walked over to my bottles and took each and every one of them and poured them into the sink and threw the bottles out. I didn't give them away.
Right.
I'm not, see, when God really delivered you, you're not going to help somebody else be bound. Oh, I gave all my records and my collection and stuff away. No, you need to get rid of them the right way. Destroy that stuff so no one else gets entangled with the trap you were. Okay. Huh? So I had a total washing. You see that? He washed me. The power of God works. Look at your neighbor and say, your blood still works.
Your blood still works.
Come on, give God praise. And because the power works, I didn't have to smoke again. I didn't have to drink again. And all the other stuff that I'm not telling you about, I have to again. Okay? I'll leave it like that. Amen?
Amen.
Hmm? So if you tell me that you are saved and you're living an excuse of a lifestyle, alternative or otherwise, huh? And that includes liars, those who are getting high, those who are selling the drugs, and those who are lying and taking bribes and all the rest of this stuff, because it ain't just LGBT.
Right.
Amen. That standing up in church saying, we forgiven, okay? Listen, if you have a form of document with me, you show up to church and you can get it that, you got it all together. You got all of that stuff you're doing. You can out-sing everybody, out-play everybody. Guess what? If you're out there doing the liturgical dance until people feel the presence of God, and then you leave from there, you go sleep around and do this and that and the other, I'm talking to you. You have a form of godliness. But you are denying its power, because the power of God should have delivered you when you came into Christianity. This ain't a popular gospel, but it's a right gospel. Amen?
Yeah.
Huh? Now, let me show you something, because we're talking about doing Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference coming up. We're talking about doing singles conference, amen? We're talking about doing Woman of Prophetic Destiny. We're talking about doing leadership in the School of Levi and all of those other things. And one thing you have to understand is as we're doing all of these events, amen, we're not going to have people come in and celebrate them when they're living these open lifestyles. They don't tell everybody that you homophobic. Don't tell them I'm homophobic. Tell them I'm scripturally correct. The Bible don't say anything. I'm sorry. The Bible says everything about all of that. You choose not to look at it. Just like those in prosperity theology choose not to look at scriptures that says, you know, they think that the gospel is a means to the wealth. From such turn away. Same thing he says right here, from such turn away, right? So how can we get the power of God to come in and become resident here? And we invite everything that will stop him at the door. Amen? Am I preaching? Am I teaching you? See, if we're going to have what they have when the power of God came in and his Shekinah glory, the glory of God, not just the light, but the kabbalah, the weight of his glory came in, so much that the priest could not stand to minister. If we're going to get that, then we got to get rid of all the offense before God. Amen? He said, from such turn away. Now, keep going. From this door our language creepeth to houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin. Led away with divers lust. Listen, it is a badge on, or, you know, it's an accolade for people right now to have children out of wedlock. Oh, Jesus. Used to be taboo back in the day. A girl having a baby. And she ain't married to this. Back in the day, they would marry just so the child would have a name.
Right.
And those of you who know my life, I'm not the pot calling the kettle black. Because I had my son, amen, and I had him as a single parent from a week old, amen. So I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about us, amen. Everybody's situation is different, I understand. But I went to, we had a young lady who was trying to get her apartment and wanted to go to school and stuff like that, and she had a friend, some friends who told her that if she had a child, then she could get a check, they'd pay for her to go to school, and give her some place to live, and give her some food stamps so she could eat. And we told her, I just say D. That's her initial. I said, D, don't do it. You don't want, you're bringing a child into the world with a responsibility, and you're not focused on anything with that. Besides, this is not the way to do this. She kept going until she found somebody to impregnate her. And then she came back and wanted to have the baby shower at the church. I think I lost some members that day because I thought she was crazy. And said, oh, you just old-fashioned. I said, no, I'm scripturally correct. And we counseled you prior to you doing this. Amen? Silly women. Ladies with sin. You know, the problem is that silly woman laden with sin also have other things. We got to keep this G again. It don't need to be PJ. It needs to be G. So I'm not even going to go into it. Amen? So let me say it like this. If you think that that your prophylactic is going to stop, you know, all of that other stuff. There are some things that prophylactics will not stop. If they lay with you like that, they're laying with somebody else. You have to understand that there are soul ties, which is spiritual. Where do you find a prophylactic for that? Oh, this is real talk. See, we stop talking like this in the sanctuary because people want to be politically correct. We want people to like us. So we water down the gospel until it's not the gospel anymore. Because after I tell you about all of that, I can still tell you, but Jesus. You see that? When I can go, but Jesus, and then show you the way to salvation, the gospel still works. But we still have to talk about this. Why? Because people have been fooled and tricked by those who stand behind sacred death, who tell them God's going to forgive you, and they're the one behind the door with the silly woman. Or we can take the woe off of that and say silly men too, because there's some silly ones out there. Amen? Go on to the next one. Led away with divers lust. That means that whatever feels good, that's where you are. Look at this next verse right here. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, you are always, that I said it yesterday, you got to get away from people who have credentials laid across the wall, who can't demonstrate a godly lifestyle before the people. Who cares when you pay your tuition and satisfy all the requirements of your course? Just because you did that did not give you the grace of God to stand behind the sacred desk. It just showed me where you went to matriculate. Show me where you went to college. It showed me that you learned from somebody something. But it didn't tell me that you were called and chosen by the master. So we got people who got the right credentials but don't have the right life. Living all kind of messed up stuff before the people. Always in school. I've never understood how they're always in school but they can't never get any righteousness. They've forgotten about salvation. They forgot about holiness. Oh, my God. Look at your neighbor and say, Lord, help us. Now, I'm so glad that, because my thing is that I want to do all that I can do to make sure that you all never become those people. Amen? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen? My job, then, is to make sure that I live the life before you and lead you in a way that's going to help you to grow. And you can't grow if you don't have an example to follow. Teacher comes up to the board and gives you a couple of problems and everything and gives you examples and then gives you a test to work out the same thing. She shows you the practice to solve these equations, and then she gives you other equations to solve by that same process. Amen? That means that you need to, in this life, amen, as we turn this over to spiritual thing, you need to follow somebody who's been through something, so when you start going through something, you'll learn how to come out because they'll be able to instruct you by example how to solve that equation or how to solve that problem. Amen? All these other people are just learning a whole lot of stuff but never coming to no true revelation. That's why they stopped preaching the gospel and started preaching self-help. Motivational speakers behind pulpits on Sunday morning. Your best day now. I'm not talking about nobody, but that word comes out of your mouth. Okay? People who you'll never hear talk about sin because in their mind they don't want to deal with sin. But they'll talk about everything else. They'll talk about your money and sowing your seed. Huh? They'll talk about the grace of God will cover you, and you don't have to worry about things. If you told the Lord, come into my life, then that's good. You can just live any kind of way you want to live because the day that you gave him your life, he covered you and sealed you, and you're still forever. I don't care if you murder anybody like Hitler. You're saved. What kind of mess?
The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says the soul that sinner shall die. That's the Bible. What are you preaching? We're nobody. We're politically correct. We want everybody to like us. Celebrate diversity, everything else. That's right. That's what it's about. Keep the money flowing. Bring the money into the storehouse. Oh, we're going to give you money because you're not talking about the fact that I'm sleeping with three or four people. You accept my tithes, my offering? Thank you. Amen. Don't tell her about you. Don't tell her about you.
Right.
Don't tell him about us. You ain't got to get out of there, man. You just got to sow a seed, and the Lord will bring you out eventually. No, you get tired of that because you ain't satisfied yourself, and you get out that bed and go to another one. Mm-hmm. How about we unlearn that principle of that pattern of behavior?
Yeah.
See, all of this that I'm talking about right here, self-help can't help you. Motivation, you can't motivate a sinner. They're already motivated. Motivated to sin.
Amen.
Huh? If you're going to do this and it's going to save your soul, you got to get a gospel in you that is going to change your life style. You see that? Because people are living their life, but they're living the wrong lifestyle. All right. Go to the 14th chapter, Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, 14. Go there. Because I told you before, we just read, I think, last week, that at such time as you should be teachers, you need, again, someone to go back and teach you again the foundation, the first fruit. You need to go back and learn the beginning again. You know why? Well, let's read it right here. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men. That means that men sit down and try to figure out ways to sound holy. And because it sounds like the Bible, you better get in this book and learn it yourself. We can't be walking around with something that sounds Christian and living all kinds of hellish life. What's that song? I want it. No, I mean that one. Huh? I'm trying to get you to see something here. Men and women have been playing tricks and fooling for a while. We got our prophets who weren't prophets because they were diviners. Witchcraft, witches in churches leading people, and you got to pray to me because and touch my hands because they're anointed. No. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. All God is, you don't need to touch my hands. I need to train you to be a believer, and this will work for you. Grow up, mature, develop. Lord Jesus, help us. And coming question is whereby they lie and wait to deceive. They're looking for those who don't know the truth. So they can deceive you into what they believe is the truth. And normally at the end of that is you tethered to something that they gain by. There's a church there's a lot of stuff. He's a smart businessman, I'll give him that. But he ain't no pastor. And then again, he is. Because a pastor is one who watches over sheep. What he does is he appeals to whatever their need is right now. And because he appeals to them, then people come in and they sit at his feet, and you can't say nothing bad about him because in my time of trouble, he came to my rescue, and he sits back. But they walk out the front door of the church, cussing at each other. They sleep with each other. They're smoking, getting high, everything else. But they go over there and decree and declare, shouting all over everything else. Ooh, the power of God. Ooh. And they do shut-ins and all that. He keeps them so busy that they don't have time to hear another word that will deliver them. But when you look at their lifestyle, you see, ain't nothing in their saved. But they are fooled into thinking that they're saved, living those other lifestyles that they're living. He got to give an account of that. But brothers and sisters in leadership, we got to give an account for not preaching a gospel that is unadulterated. Because if we were preaching the truth, then you will never be able to get a false one up in here, because every time they came close, there would be a distinct, no, that ain't right. Right now, they're standing up by the road, and we're talking about the truth is here, and they're, but that don't sound good because it makes me have to change. I'm going to go over here where they don't make me have to change, and they got a nice choir, too. Wait a minute, all of that stuff don't mean nothing. Anybody can put on a show. Who they fill in up stadiums? The so is Kiss the Rolling Stones. Huh? Jay-Z's filling up. None of them talking about Jesus. Huh? See, we got fooled by all the numbers and the size and everything else that was going on. And we forgot that there's some stuff we need to be doing. Holiness is right. So I have to remind you that the Bible says that great is the road, or where is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow? Y'all see that? There's a narrow gate, straight gate, that few can enter. So everybody's talking about, ooh, look what everybody, this must be the way to go. And they're falling into hell and droves. And we found the path that leads to righteousness. And we just happy we made it. Brothers and sisters, we don't get a fire under us. Huh? Right. You see that? I'm serious. We don't get a fire under us to win somebody else the price besides ourselves. Who I made it. Woo, thank you, Jesus. We shouting. Look at your neighbor and say, I made it. I made it. How big you go. You shouting and running all over the place, kicking people in the shin, trying to do a new shout you saw on YouTube.
You're right, dear. The struggle is real.
I'm trying to bring this home, because we become internet savvy. We watch YouTube to find out what the word of the week is, word, TVN, church channel, all the rest of that. And all of them, they're preaching off what will cause people to give them money. You notice that you'll get 10 minutes in a 23-minute program. 10 minutes might be a word. Might be a word. 13 minutes or so will probably be them showing you this prayer talk that we have when we took over to Jerusalem. And I remember coming back, when we came back, there was someone sick on a plane. We laid the cloth on them saying, in the name of Jesus, and they was healed. And we said, Lord, what's going to do with this? He said, you need to take more cloths and go back over to where you were, and I'm going to anoint them, and you give them out to the people so that they can, just like Paul, and then when it was walking through, they just take parts of that, and I'm going to put your offering and your seed up.
$100, don't be that. $100.
And I cut off my shirt.
For a piece of cloth. almost 10 minutes of a God said, but the rest of that, I'm going to give you this little sliver right here for your love gift of 250 or greater. Sally from Oklahoma said that she gave it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
More support the local ministry here. Because when you get sick and you're in the hospital and you say, Pastor, I'm in the hospital, who comes right over to you with crumped up shoes?
that pastor. But you don't give him nothing, but you send off for another slip to try to get.
Ooh, that, I hope that come in the mail, because I ain't telling you.
I hope you. He won't go. Leave that there. Children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Men and women lying awake to deceive you, and you're too foolish to stand by what God gave you. Gospel like this, those of you who are watching and listening, this is not celebrated because men and women stand by trying to find marketing schemes to get your money. We have churches over in Africa and over in Pakistan and schools and orphanages and that, and they call us and ask us for help. But see, that right there sounds so much like their ploy that they use that you don't even know if that is good. Which is why on our website, we put their name. And there are people who have bypassed us to go directly to them. Do I have a problem with that? No. You know why? Because you still help them. Amen? Ministries like this that preach this type of gospel, we're not going to be, what's the word I'm going to use? We're not going to be celebrated. You know why? It's too hard. Why's it hard? Because you don't want to change. Why don't you want to change? Because you like what you're doing. You like how you live. You don't want nobody to tell you that you're not as lovely as you think you are. Look at your neighbor and say, you have not arrived. I know we don't like to say that because it's a little difficult, you know, to hear. But the reality is you have not arrived. Amen? And as long as you think you have, then you won't allow God to change you into where you need to be changed. You won't allow him to touch you where you need to be touched. Amen? You'll constantly be fighting him, telling him, no, but I am wonderful. And he'll be telling you, no, you've fallen short. You lost your focus.
I'm not done. I just got to stop here. Amen?
So maybe you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that I'm talking about right now, in a pardon of your sin. I pray that you pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that those who have heard this word and those who have prayed that prayer, Lord, that you will lead them to Bible teaching, Bible believing ministries where they can be developed and matured and go on to do the work that you've given them to do. In the name of Jesus, I bind the works of the enemy, and I call right now for those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ to be loose. Loose your hope, Satan, right now, in the name of Jesus, that name that has all the authority to do the work and the manifestations that we need so that God gets the glory out of our life. I pray right now for miracle signs and wonders to manifest, healings, deliverance to take place, and for souls to be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkrevangel.org, and learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. What is a vision partner? A vision partner is one that believes in the vision that God has given us for ministry and will help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen? There you can donate into this ministry and sow into this ministry, and I know that God will bless you for your obedience. Amen, and for your charitable gifts. Amen. I am Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and we want you to know that if God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle, be blessed in the name of the Lord. We'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle, and Thursday at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere, and then again next weekend on Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday at 8:30 for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministry worship experience. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's give God a praise.
Amen.